Jaime here.
Hi, Jaime. It's
Hello.
Tina. Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
I hear you well, Tina.
Hi.
Tina, tell me which Tina this is. Tina from...
I was calling from Local Splash regarding your account and the cancellation request.
Yeah.
Hi. So I understand that you recently signed up and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
It's not a second thought. It's a complication. As I explained to the salesperson the day that I signed up, and I asked him the question, and he recorded this, by the way. If you listen to the recorder, you will hear it.
Okay.
There's a moment, you know, where he says, do you approve Local Splash to manage your presence in the web, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yes, but with a caveat. Listen, we do have a company that manages our web presence already, does the SEO and everything. And, you know, and will that be a conflict? Would you be able to do that at the same time as them? Because only one person has access to Google and, you know, the way you guys do it. Now he said, no, that should be no problem. I said, well, if you guarantee that there is no problem, let's continue. I like what I hear that you might provide for us that maybe is missing in our other management and other service.
Yes.
And so when your technical person called me, and then we were taking the steps to implement it, he says, no, that really is a duplication of services, and it will cost, you can't have two people managing your web presence. You only can have one company.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I see. So then this is not going to work. Yeah,
I said,
it's not going to work. That's where
okay.
we are.
So question, the other company, I don't know what they're doing for you because I don't even see that your website is active right now. Are you aware that the InTech...
Well, that's what... That's,
yeah.
I think you might be looking at the wrong company. You're not looking because I've been on the phone all weekend with the other company and I've had different people around the country test this for us. And they are able to find us, they're able to locate our company and the Google comments and all of that. In fact, I found some comments in our page that is from a customer from 9 months ago that told the workers, go ahead and you can have all the soda you want. Well, the guys worked, it's a hot day, and they drank 16 out of the 18 sodas, but left the cans in the garbage and in different places throughout the house. And the customer took pictures and put them on the web. And I'm calling,
no.
I said, how in the heck are we having this still be there? But it's being handled. It was a 0 stars, and then the customer changed it to 3 stars. It's not what I like. The customer decided to keep that there, and there's nothing we can do that with Google. I see some things that I think I would have loved for them to manage that in a different way, but it got managed where, you know, the bad comment got reduced from 0 to, you know, to 3 stars. And all right, that's what so. And we bought a plan for the customer because we had broke a branch and a dent, what do you call those? A little plant, and we broke a branch. So we bought her a new plant, and we gave her a $30 certificate, and we bought her a 24-pack of 7-Up. And, you know,
that's
but,
a good way to
which,
resolve it. Yeah, I like
well,
that.
Well, we did.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so, okay, got it. We drank your soda that you offered the guys, but they worked and they left these cans all over the place. Gosh, all right. You know, our company buys special drinks, so they don't get dehydrated. We buy water. We buy ice. It gets delivered for the guys. We expect them all to have their own lunches, and we provide drinks. So,
right.
You know, and that they forgot this, okay, we've disciplined the crew, we've retrained them, and then I want to, you know, notice that, you know, I mean, we could have responded that, notice that the rest of the house, you know,
yeah.
you know, is completely spotless, that we covered your floors, your carpets, and there are pictures like that. But,
right.
You know, it would have been a way to respond and highlight all the other things that we also did, where it minimizes the presence of cans that, okay, they got distracted. They left them in the garbage. They didn't take them with them. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
She expected that. But I mean, anyhow, but those are things that we just got to manage internally. But that other company is supposed to be managing all of that. So when you tell me you don't see us on the web, I mean, that is alarming. And I've raised that alarm many times to them. But I think what you're seeing is a defunct page or some other company.
No, it is definitely your company because it has 414-732-2234 is the phone number. And the Google listing is up. You have a 4.6 star rating with 71 Google reviews. So all of that is great. But my main concern is when you click on the website that's attached to it, that website does not come up. So it's the actual site that's down. It says this site cannot be reached, which is intechwi.com. So I don't know why they would have a Google listing up for you with a website that's not valid, you know. But I want to kind of let you know that you have a couple of options because, yes, it's true. It's better to have one company working on the Google listing at a time, not to say that you can't change providers because it's your business, so the Google page belongs to you. Okay, so if you ever were to change providers, all you do is you go into the Google listing and you remove the existing company as the manager, and then you add LocalSplash as a manager, you know, and it's just that simple. But with that being said, we could get the new site up and running for you and have it built within 1 to 3 business days. So I just don't know why there's a website that's not down. But I just put the Google listing in an email and I sent it to you so that you can see it. If you open it up, I'm sure that you'll verify that it is the correct company, but I don't know why your site is down. And then when I look at your Facebook and other sources, it's the same site attached to it, intechwi.com, and it's not working anywhere on any of the sites. Hmm. So is that a domain that you bought and you had to kind of give them access to it, or did they buy it for you?
No, that's something that we bought for a long time now.
Okay.
And I wonder... You know, and we used to buy it through GoDaddy, and then we started paying them to do it. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they failed to take care of those things.
Yeah, it's hard to say, you know, why it's not, you know, because most people, you know, if they see a Google listing and then they click on the website and they see it's down, they think maybe the company's out of business, and then they just call the other guy, you know, so probably it's affecting
and the
your
thing
conversion.
Is, mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is, I haven't seen, let me just check with my daughters real quick.
Sure.
And see if we've gotten any leads, because they used to come to me, but I haven't seen any for a while, for a few days.
Mm.
And I don't know, I mean, I just type intechwi.com and my website comes up. It's right here. I don't know.
Can you go into the email that I sent you? I'm curious now because it's not coming up on my end, but I sent you an email at Jamie or Jaime at intechwi.com, and if you see the one from me, my name's...
It hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, it says
what
link...
What is your name?
My name's Tina Togafau. It says it's from me at LocalSplash, Tina.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Is it J-A-I-M-E at
I-N-T? Yeah, listen, and I'm in a meeting that I got to tell them that I'm taking your call. 1 second, I'll be right back.
Sure, no problem.
Hey, guys, there's something with the website that I got to handle, but each of you have your work cut out, right?
Yeah.
So you guys can keep working and, you know, on what you're working on. And then we'll pick up this conversation. Stay on, you know, on Zoom, and then I'll come back to you. Does that work for you, or any of you have a question or something that we must deal with right now? Okay. Thanks so much. Okay. I'm going to stay on Zoom, and you can leave it on. Keep doing your work. Keep doing your work, and then, we'll talk. And at 4, Paul has to talk to David, right? All right.
All right, thanks. Go ahead.
Yes, so, I'm still here. Yeah, so I'll forward it to a different email. I don't know, maybe for some reason because so
Send it to jaimehurtado1957@gmail.com, and I'll go there to get your email because it's taking forever. This is another problem we have with our system here.
Okay.
We have some very sensitive firewall and...
Oh, I see. Okay,
it takes sometimes 5 minutes to something to get released.
Oh, wow. That's frustrating, but I understand. Jaime Hurtado, 1957, right? Okay.
No. Jaime Hurtado, 1957 at gmail.com.
1957 at gmail.com. Okay. Let me send this to you. I just have to copy the link one more time from the other email and pop it in here. And then you should be able to open it right away. Gmails tend to go faster than those web addresses that have like the back end of the website. So,
look at that. You're in my company, your email hasn't come in yet.
I know. That's strange.
Let me see. Sometimes it comes on my phone much faster.
Really?
It comes here. Yep. I was talking to IT guy, and he was telling us, you'll see that stuff like that comes faster. No, but it hasn't come in either one.
Okay. You should be able to check the Jaime Hurtado 1957 at Gmail. I just sent it there as well.
Okay, here it is. It just arrived.
Okay, good.
All right. And then I'll click on that.
So when you click on this and you see where it says InTech WI Insulation Installer in Milwaukee, do you see right under that it says Website Direction Save? What happens when you click on the website? Does it pull up for you? Because it's not pulling up for me.
Yeah, it pulled up.
Interesting. Okay, so it must just be on my end because when I click on it, it says the site cannot be reached. Hold on, it says, let me see something here. So that's good. Well, then the site's up. So you shouldn't be having any problems. Do you like the results that you're getting with that company so far?
Well, that I'm mildly satisfied. And
okay.
our cost just went up.
Mm.
And here's what they did. They claimed that our website doesn't get recognized as Google. I don't remember the word they use as professional or proficient or something, or I can't recall what they call it, but that nomenclature is used for companies that are publishing. So, now the way that websites get ranked is by amount of publishing they do. And then in the past, we used to publish things manually. Although, I don't know what the hell they're publishing in Facebook and things like that. There's an old page there on Facebook.
It sounds to me, Jaime, like they're doing another service that's called off-site SEO. So what off-site SEO is where they would tinker around with your Facebook and your website and put in meta tags. Sometimes they do blogs, they do in phrases, in hopes that you'd get better ranking on Google. So it's not a bad mechanism. It's just extremely outdated, meaning, 19 years ago, 15 years ago, if clients, wanted to get better results on Google, that's how they would do it, by doing the on-site SEO. So what we're considered is off-site SEO. And what that means is that we don't touch your website in any way, shape, or form. But what we do optimize is the listings, and then we make sure that the listings show on the first page so that your site gets the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. So, it's kind of the other side of the coin. One thing that you can do if you wanted to, and if you didn't want to do the SEO services through us because you want to give that company more time, what you could do is you could convert the $250 that you paid us all to Facebook ads. And that way you would get more bang for your buck because typically because we're a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. But you can absolutely just run the ads, you know, if you wanted to and give them a chance to try to, you know, boost your rankings on Google and get you better results. If you ever see that, you know, you're not happy with them, then of course you could come back to us and we could kind of do both packages for you. But how the Facebook ads work is that with all of our packages, so right now your program set up where $100 a month would go towards the Facebook ads. So that how we do it is we send that money to Facebook. We set a daily cap at somewhere around $3 a day, and that's a good thing. You know, that ensures that you're never going to get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it. Okay, so let's say, for example, that the pay-per-click rate on Facebook is 25 cents and you have a $3 a day budget, right? So after, you know, 12 people or so click on it, what happens is the ads stop for the day and then the next day they resume. And again, that's a good thing. But let's say we take the whole $250 that you paid us and we just throw that all to Facebook ads. Now, rather than having a $3 a day budget, you'll have like a $7.50 day budget. So you'll just get more ads each day before it rotates. You know, so I think for you it would be beneficial because I don't see that they're doing Facebook ads. I see that they, you know, you have a Facebook page, which is great. But the Facebook ads are really cool because you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Yeah.
Right?
So that's mm-hmm. the stuff that, you know, I don't see, I don't know that they do for us. I have no way to know that they're doing what they're doing. And the last pitch they did to us, they said, listen, you know, the way that we have now the ads and all of this is antiquated. The way the world is moving is to, they did a whole 1 hour presentation. Everything is digital. What matters is your pictures, your content, and the time when, you know, the ads were being written by somebody are over. So now we have a whole system where, you know, artificial intelligence will write your ads, will write your advertising, and all we do is prompt it so that it produces. It can produce 150 articles for your company, linked to your company, and when you publish those things, that makes your website, you know, more important. Now, it will not only do that, but it will apply an intelligent application. So, you know, you may have people that are in the inner city. You may have people that are in the fringes of the city, some that are in the suburbs, that, you know, or if you're working across the country, you know, you may have people, if you're going to publish in Massachusetts, you know, and the way you say door, you know, or park, it's not going to be door or park. It's going to be door and park or something like that,
because
right?
Of their accent. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And so and with the artificial intelligence, what we're trying to do now is create the language in a way that it goes through your target market. So it will create the articles and the things like that to the different communities and speak to the different people and to the right level of education. We don't want it to be college, you know, college grade. We want it to be 8th to 9th grade, public speaking, simple, you know, so things like that. He said, you know, they show me the whole thing they have, but I don't see results yet. I said, I'm going to give you 2 months, you know, for you guys to implement this, you know, and I was going to wait until next month so they could prepare. He says, no, this goes right away. So you start paying today and, you know, we're already managing that. Which, you know, they sent us this whole questionnaire and I know we only did about half of it. So I don't think they're being truthful in what they're doing. They just want to have us on board paying that fee and, you know, they're not ensuring that our legwork is in, otherwise they'd be in the phone every day saying, okay, I see you did half of it. Where's the other half? We can't produce the content without all of these questions answered. Something like that. But it's a long, long, long. I mean, I spent 2 hours filling out this thing and I only got into half.
Oh,
so it's quite extensive. So the question is this, you know, I'm intrigued, you know, I already, you know, paid the fee and I'm intrigued if they indeed are going to produce what they're claiming they're going to produce, right? And,
so
you know,
that's
my
why I was thinking to convert you to Facebook ads only, because what you're talking about is, again, SEO services. They have an artificial intelligence that's going to create this, and then they're going to be posting and, you know, putting all of that content up. That's all search engine optimization services. It has nothing to do with Facebook ads. So,
right.
and the only reason I'm trying to come to this the solution, just so you know, Jaime, is in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you did agree to the $249 being a non-refundable amount. And
I got no problem.
I'm saying, if you want to cancel, I'll do it and I'll respect your wishes. But I'm also thinking that since you already paid, if I could at least convert that to just Facebook ads, at least you'll get some bang for your buck out of that money rather than just, you know, not getting any value out of it.
No, and I agree. And that would be, I would be agreeable to that.
Yes.
Now, the other thing is that between you and I, you know, that you call me and you're explaining this, you're going into the details, I appreciate it because, frankly, I do have a concern that we're overpaying for what we're getting and that we're not getting really, you know, what we want. I think, you know, if you look at the Google Analytics that you have access to, you can see how that website is performing. Can you?
No, I don't do any of that. I'm not a technician. I don't do the programming. I don't look at Google Analytics. All I typically do is explain the programming to people. And then after that, when you go through the client interview, they're the ones that get a little bit more in detail, which is, you know, putting you in the proper keywords and the categories and looking at the demographics of the area as to which keywords are trending to bring the most revenue and things like that. So they have access to all those reports. Typically, I don't do any of that, but I do know that because we are, you know, so solid in what we do, we have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis, and that's performance-based, Jaime. So, you know, there's a reason that tens of thousands of business owners continue to renew with this, you know, month after month after month. It's not because they have to, you know, because nobody signed a contract. It's because the program is working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business. So, you know, I don't want to conflict
so
with what you
have
going
question.
With the other company and, you know, even ask you to add us as a manager to it while they're working on it, because I don't think that that would work well. But what we could do, like I said, is at least, you know, start running Facebook ads for you in the
I
meantime.
Have a question.
Yes.
I got that. I have a question. The question I have is this. The thing that attracted me about your company was that you guarantee a placement under Google, and you said, listen, we have a vacancy. We don't always have these vacancies. That was the hook. I don't know if it's just a sales hook, if it's accurate, truthful, whatever, if it's just a hook. You tell
it
that to everybody.
We have that in the terms of and conditions on our site, that we only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client we work with gets the maximum results. Because if we brought you on board and then we brought another company on board in your area that did the exact same thing, it would be counterproductive. It would be like me and my husband going to an auction and bidding on the same item, right? It wouldn't make sense. So that's why we only work with one. So when we call out, it's only because we have availability. And then once we fill the position, then we move on to the next, you know, open position.
So what I would request, I don't know if you would agree to this, is to keep, you know, advertise on Facebook like you're saying, but keep us with that position open, because it may be that I will change providers.
Yeah.
If this company doesn't produce what they're claiming they're going to produce, I will change.
I think that's a really smart thing to do, Jaime, because with the company that you're working with, I don't know who they are or what they promised you. I know they did an extensive, you know, hour-long video meeting with you, and everything sounds good, But I've also been doing this for 12 years and our company's been doing it for 19. And I've heard a lot of people that get entangled with these companies that promise them the moon and the stars. And then when it comes down to performance, they can't deliver, you know? So, I mean,
what they've been delivering, just so you know, mm-hmm. I mean, they deliver a certain number of clicks and, you know, and my daughter keeps track of the clicks and when, but lately the last month is gone down. It's almost at nothing right now. I want to see if she's back on her desk. Let me see. Hold on.
Wow.
I have that company that I signed up with for the Google listings and so on. And as you know, I talked to Sandra over the weekend, and I also talked to the technician of this other company, and they said we couldn't have two people managing the same thing.
Right.
But I wanted to see, and finally we got clear the issue that we are not showing up. I mean, you know, you and I have seen that we do show up,
mm-hmm.
that they found us. But even that came up, that, okay, whatever that is, whatever that glitch is, because I've heard it from other people as well, that sometimes they can't find our website, or it says that it's disconnected, right? It's a concern. Hold on one second.
Uh-huh.
Thanks. So the thing is, I want to ask you is, how well is our website performing right now? I haven't seen any leads coming from them in the last 5 days or so.
I haven't seen any leads come in for the last 3 days either. I'd have to look at the analytics. And I'm going to go with David and ask them exactly when those changes are going to be done, completed, and when we can start seeing things in action. But there's still traffic on our site. It's just not turning into lead opportunities where people are requesting estimates. So.
And that could be, you know, I don't know. Well, there is traffic in the site, so they're looking at the site, but something about it is not attractive or maybe not catching them or anyway, but I'm going to use the money that I put into this part. I'm going to hold that relationship, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to use that money for ads on Facebook.
Okay.
And see if that drives more traffic because we need more leads.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give David, you know, I told him when we signed up, we'll give him 60 days. I'm going to continue the relationship with the other company, but if David doesn't really, you know, produce this, I'm going to move.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, Dave.
All right. Thanks so much, Julita.
Mm-hmm. No.
All right. All right. So you go ahead, do that and help
okay,
us with
so
placing
let me
that
just,
and save.
I'll do that. I'll put a note in here that we'll hold the positioning so that if you want to come back and have us do that programming, we can still do it. But I just want to reschedule the client interview because I think that all got kind of tabled when they called you earlier, right? Because you wanted to cancel altogether. So do you have availability in about, let's see here. I have a 4 o'clock open. Would that work?
Yes, it will.
Okay. Yeah, because even with running Facebook ads, I want them to talk to you real quickly about your services, your service area, you know, what types of jobs you like to work with. That way they set up the Facebook ads appropriately. So I'm going to look out.
Oh, my God. And I was looking – I was in mm-hmm. Waukesha, which is 20 miles from here. I was in Waukesha over the weekend, and we were just looking with my salesperson how we show up in Waukesha, and we were not. We don't show up. We don't show up like a local contractor or nothing. So, but just have them call me at 4 or send me a link and I'll join you.
You got it. Yeah, I'll have them call you. I'm booking out from 4 to 5 o'clock Central, and that's only if my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay?
I'll be here.
All right. Okay. So you're
perfect.
All good to go. Yeah. My name is Tina. I'm an extension 777. So if you need anything else from me, you can call me. And then if not, just stand by. The technician will call you shortly. Okay.
Yes. Yes, Ms. Bond. All you're missing is the 00.
I know, right? I love it. You were so funny. Thank you for the laugh. That's awesome.
You're
I used to have a girl on my team called Athena Bond. Her real last name was Bond, and people said that all the time. Your extension should be 007, you know.
My name. Well, I use that as well. What's your name? My name is James. James Bond.
Yeah, you have to say it like that.
Yeah,
James,
and then they look at me and says, "A 5'2" guy, you know, Spanish, you know, white hair. Yeah, you really look menacing.
That's when you get to pay if you only knew.
Exactly.
Well,
Tina, thanks so much for this call. Look forward.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
No problem. They'll be talking to you shortly, okay?
All right.
Okay, take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.